Newt Gingrich, Democratic Party Controlled by Power Brokers. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 21, 2024. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich has underscored the radical contrast between the top-down governance of the Democratic Party and the grassroots governance of Trump's Republican Party. The Democrats, who talk on and on about saving democracy, have a candidate for whom no one voted because that is what the Democratic Party leadership decided. Gingrich pointed out in an essay published Tuesday titled The Tale of Two Conventions. Watch, Byron Donalds, the Democrats' Party of Joy Act is all just vacant politics. The former speaker noted the stark difference in tone and attendance between the Democratic National Convention, DNC, and that of the Republican National Convention, RNC, which highlights the difference in governance style. One remarkable facet of this difference was the composition of the two events. In the case of the DNC, the whole Democratic power elite was present, including Presidents Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton, as well as former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, and the entire hierarchy of the Democratic Party, Gingrich noted. Compare this to the RNC of Donald Trump, evidenced by who was not present. President George W. Bush and Vice Presidents Dick Cheney, Dan Quayle, and Mike Pence were absent, Gingrich wrote. Former Republican presidential nominee and current Senator Mitt Romney was missing. Former Speaker Paul Ryan announced that he would write in an alternative candidate rather than vote for President Trump. Watch, Scott Pressler, under new RNC leadership, grassroots now have a seat at the table. The 2024 Republican National Convention was proof of the profound, wrenching shift in the power base of the Republican Party, he stated. The old guard was gone, and a new movement was emerging. Gingrich noted the new movement is not directed or controlled by Republican leadership but by the people, namely Republican voters. The MAGA movement is the core of the Republican Party. Its leader, President Trump, is now the central figure in a party which dates to 1854, Gingrich observed. The Republican convention in Milwaukee represented a party reflecting its voters' wishes, whereas the Democratic convention in Chicago represented a party firmly controlled by its leaders and focused on continuity of power, he wrote. In 2020, Democrat voters wanted a change from the establishment, and Bernie Sanders could well have become the party nominee, had the establishment not intervened. The senior leadership maneuvered to work against Sanders and ensure that Biden would be nominated, despite Biden's unpopularity with Democrat voters, Gingrich remarked. Sanders, and the will of many Democrat voters, were blocked in a beautifully executed campaign behind the scenes by the party's bosses, he stated. This year, Democratic Party leadership concluded that Biden could not win and decided to push him out, despite his having won 98% of the delegates, an ouster achieved with the complicity of their media allies. The party that preached saving democracy had a choice, principled defeat or hypocrisy with a chance to win, Gingrich reasoned. The Democratic Party power brokers forced Biden to retire without defeating him in a single caucus or primary. It was an astonishing example of top-down political power, he added. Then came the striking shift to Kamala Harris, who never won a primary and who had dropped out in 2019 before a single vote was cast. So, in the name of supposedly saving democracy, the Democrats now have a candidate for whom no one voted, Gingrich noted ironically. The difference could not be clearer, he suggested. The Republican Party is listening to people and changing, while the Democratic Party is using machine tactics to avoid change and maintain power. Follow at Williams Rome.